because you haven't done nothing, baby, but drove a good man.
When the moon peeks over the mountain, little girl, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam the highway until the break of day.
Welcome to The Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And streaming on the web at WNTI.org, although I believe that the broadcast is down right now. So sorry about that, but at least if you're in range, you can hear the FM broadcast. This is Gary Ault, and tonight we are doing a sort of review, not quite a review, but sort of a rundown of the concert this past weekend. There were two shows, Friday night and Sunday night at Madison Square Garden. Eric Clapton with his 70th birthday celebration. He's doing five more shows in England later in the month. And it was quite a show. I went Friday night, wasn't privileged to be able to go to both nights, but the set was essentially the same. There was just one or two differences, I believe. We're not going to do a blow by blow. It's not going to be in order that the show was. We're not going to be able to do even half the songs, and we're not going to be able to play songs from the show because, you know, we can't do that. We don't have permission to do that, but we're going to play songs that were played there in other incarnations of that song. And we're going to play stuff that includes all of the guest artists. And there were four actually guest artists altogether. And if we include Andy Fairweather Lowe as the opening act, we have five. And if we include Paul Carrack, who played with Eric Clapton but was featured on a song, that's six. And then if we include Nathan East, the bass guitar player, doing a solo song, it's seven. So we're going to try to get all that stuff in there. So what we just heard, though, had nothing to do with the show. We just wanted to play something from B.B. King and Eric Clapton from the album Riding with the King. We heard Key to the Highway, which is the second song that Eric played the night that we saw him. I think it was the same in the Sunday night set. We dedicate that to B.B. King, who is in hospice right now. So hopefully they're keeping him comfortable and, enjoying his probably last moments with us. So we're all thinking of B.B., of course, this week. But let's get back to the Eric Clapton show. So what we're going to carry on with is, what were we going to play? I don't even remember. I think we had something queued up that, Eric had dedicated a song to Ben E. King because Ben E. King died last week. So But there wasn't really an association between the two. As far as I know, there was no songs that they ever did together or anything like that. But we are going to play a song that Eric dedicated to him called Driftin'. And the song really has nothing to do with him except that Benny King was the lead singer for the Drifters. So Driftin', Drifters, I guess. And then we're going to play a song after that that did have the Drifters, whoever is left in the band at this point, playing with Eric Clapton. So first we're going to hear Driftin'.
Like a ship out on the sea, I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again, I would feel much better, darling, and at least I'd have a friend. Like a ship out on the sea. I'm drifting and drifting, just like a ship out on the sea. Because I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me.
Ask you all to do me a big favor. We'd like to do one of our favorite Drifter songs, and this was a song that that the gentleman that originally sang this song, his name was Johnny Moore. He is no longer with us, but this is a song that he was best recognized for. So I'm going to ask you all to help us out. First step, I want you all to put your hands together with me about right here. Come on. Sun beats down and burns a tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Everybody sing real loud. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. from the park or you hear the happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. One more time, sing! Oh, you sound so good.
Save me if you please.
That was Eric Clapton with John Mayer playing Crossroads at it was live in New York City, the Good Morning America show out there for a live crowd out in the open. John Mayer was the first of a number of guests that came and played with Eric on Friday and Sunday night. He actually played the song Pretending. I'm telling you, it was great. John Mayer is a really good guitarist. Didn't do any singing, but really good guitar player. So they did Pretending, but we just played Crossroads for you. So what we're going to do right now, I'll tell you what we're doing is this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're doing a rundown sort of kind of the 70th birthday concert of Eric Clapton. It took place this Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And we're not going in order or anything, not playing the songs as they were played there, but we're just playing songs that were played, as well as some of the guests that were with him were playing them with Eric Clapton. So right now we're going to do a test of the emergency alert system, and this is only a test. This has been a test of the emergency alert system. Had it been an actual emergency, you would have been given instructions on what to do. So we're going to take a break now and come back with some more music.
Hi, this is Drew Holcomb, and you're invited to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Del Barber, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year. Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
WNTI Stage is celebrating its fifth anniversary this year, July 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion, with a lineup that you won't want to miss. But the event can't happen without the generous help of community volunteers. If you would like to get close to the action, why not become a member of our street team? Positions available include gate sales, parking, and site prep. More information and details by contacting Melanie Teal at 908-979-4355 extension 1 or wntistage.org.
Another guest of Eric's this past weekend was Doyle Bramhall II, who you're probably aware of if you know anything about Eric Clapton. He's sort of a young guy that was very influenced by Eric and has played with him many different times, and he's been at a bunch of his Crossroads festivals. We're going to play something from the 2010 Crossroads Guitar Festival in Chicago. This is a song, Sheryl Crow is the main attraction here. She is singing a song of hers called Our Love is Fading. It's from her album 500 Miles to Memphis, it features Doyle Bramhall on guitar on that album, and you would swear it was Eric Clapton playing because he was so influenced by him. So this is Sheryl Crow with Eric Clapton and Doyle Bramhall II, as well as Gary Clark Jr. with Our Love is Fading.
Oh,
Yeah, it was Sheryl Crow with Eric Clapton and Doyle Bramhall trading guitar licks there on Our Love is Fading from the 2010 Crossroads Guitar Festival. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. Now we're going to play something from Derek Trucks. Eric Clapton is not actually on this song, but it was at his Crossroads Guitar Festival 2007. The Derek Trucks band playing an Eric Clapton song, to be exact. A Derek and the Dominoes song, Any Day.
Like I believe in you. Do you Sing your song.
Yeah, and that was Eric Clapton himself from his first album. We played Let It Rain because that was the song that Doyle Bramhall and Derek Trucks joined Eric on stage on. And let me tell you, that was the absolute highlight of the show, at least for me. It was incredible. I mean, the audience reaction was obvious. It was a really thunderous. I don't know how I would describe it. Probably something I can't say on the radio, but it was really great. We started that off with Any Day from Derek Trucks' band from the guitar. Crossroad Guitar Festival 2007, and of course Derek played on Let It Rain this Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and we're going through the show. We saw Friday and Sunday night at Madison Square Garden, the Eric Clapton 70th birthday celebration. Not playing every song, not playing any of the songs that were, you know, from the concert, but we're playing songs that were played at the concert and or songs that include guests that were with Eric Clapton that night. We got a couple more to go. So we're going to take a break and play some more music for you.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the Treasure Hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon.
Well, I'm an investment advisor.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's good.
And so you're calling us, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Bad choice.
Bad move. Bad move, my friend.
So you just have to call us and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Saturday mornings at 10 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Bourbon Street Blues Festival, Saturday, May 16th at the Lebanon Township Memorial Park in Lebanon Township, New Jersey. The festival runs from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with gates opening at 11, featuring performances by the Alexis P. Souter Band, Ed Palermo Big Band, Mulebone, and Paul Butterfield Tribute. Tickets and information available online at bourbonstreetbluesfest.com.
When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Nathan East.
same old place, sweet home Chicago. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I can't get you if you don't let me. I know you don't love me, woman, because I said, woo, y'all done come, yo, man.
Thank you.
Yes, lovely indeed. That was Paul Carrack singing How Long with Eric Clapton and band from Band du Lac, which we played that before, so I'm not going to tell you. But that includes Gary Brooker on keyboards and vocals and Eric Clapton and a whole bunch of other people doing one-offs and charity shows and things like that in England. And that featured Paul Carrack, who was a member of Eric's band, and he did You Are So Beautiful at one point as a tribute to Joe Cocker. And also ended the show with High Time We Went. And this is talking about Friday and Sunday night show, the Eric Clapton 70th birthday celebration at Madison Square Garden. We started that set off with, you have to forgive me because I'm straining my neck because the playlist is not working, so I'm using another computer. We started that set off with Can't Find My Way Home by Eric's bassist of the evening, Nathan East, from his album Nathan East. And he sang that song for us Friday and Sunday night. And then we continue on with, that was Buddy Guy singing Sweet Home Chicago from the Crossroads Guitar Festival 2004. But that included, among other luminaries, Jimmy Vaughn on guitar. And you can hear them all trading licks. And Jimmy Vaughn joined Eric for, what did he play with them? Key to the Highway? No. He played Before You Accuse Me with Eric. So that was pretty cool. So we have one more artist to go that was with Eric that actually warmed up for him. And that was Andy Fairweather Low and the Lowriders. Well, we don't have time enough to play anything else. There's only about a minute and a half left. So we're just playing Got You On My Mind from Eric's album One More Car, One More Rider, which featured Andy Fairweather Low. So we're going to go out with that. And stay tuned after this for E-Town. And then we'll listen to The Knife Edge with Matt. And finally, Keller Cellar. So we'll give you about 1 minute of Got You On My Mind with Eric Clapton and Andy Fairweather Low.
Got you on my mind, feeling kind of sad and low. Got you on my mind, feeling kind of sad and low. Wondering where you are, wondering why you had to go.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.